Our environmental reporter, Susan Benz, is back with me in the studio. She joined us a little bit earlier this morning to talk about the Growing Power Conference that was held over the weekend. It was for urban and small farms. And Susan, there's nothing small really these days, is there, about Milwaukee-based Growing Power?
It is amazing. They have really had an impact in around the country and the world. The founder of Growing Power, as you know, is Will Allen, and he's internationally recognized as a MacArthur Genius Award recipient. He says, though, his aim is not fame and glory, and he wants to grow healthy local food and create jobs in the process.
So you mentioned earlier that there are people from around the globe at this conference, and some of them had small children with them.
There were a few. Leo Grandison and Latrice Jones are a young couple. They have a two-year-old, Sahay. You'll probably hear her a little bit as we get into what they had to say. She liked that microphone. But they've made a real commitment to trying to become local growers, to live sustainably. So he's doing an organic farming apprenticeship while his wife is working as a student service person at a local college. They want to make this work.
Through the farm apprenticeship program, I'm able to get food, so it keeps our food expenses low. We share housing with someone else, and so like we just find all these tricks to try to make it a livable situation.
And then try to save as opposed to renting or taking out loans. And so if we, like a car is an example, you know, we may want a new car, but it may be more economical for us to save up some money and then buy a car so that we won't have payments. And that's really important to us right now, like having minimizing our debt so that we can go to no debt, so that we can serve the community and not be worried about, you know, like financial constraints. And so that's something that we've been trying to practice, like having a simple life.
So it sounds like these discussions really were broader and deeper than just talk about how to grow the best soil and produce the best quality produce.
Definitely. The people there want to see people like Leo and Latrice make it. There's a strong thrust of mentoring and getting younger, the youngest generations going as leaders and future farmers. There were panelists and keynote speakers who were young people. Erica Allen is the daughter of Will Allen. She's based in Chicago. She's done tons of work that we don't have time to talk about. But part of her, the core of her job is to reinforce the idea of not only food justice, but justice in general. In other words, breaking down racial issues. And so that was woven throughout the conference.
For us, I think it's a lot easier to have the conversations and for younger people to get the analysis sooner and to be able to sort of activate it in their thinking and reprogram how they think and operate. But it's certainly, you know, it's a lifelong journey. It's not like you take a workshop and then, oh, I now can facilitate change because I understand racism. No, I mean, it's every day. It's relational. It's how you relate and how you understand and interact with people differently and understand and have compassion.
Did you get the sense, Susan, that the 1,500 people or so that were gathered over the weekend were already deeply rooted in the local sustainable food movement, or were there some fledglings as well?
There were fledglings. Ashley Solzer Beckman came from St. Paul. She is not a farmer. She's not a health person. She works for an organization that serves people with disabilities, and she wants to try to help those people in some way.
60 or 70% of the clients that I serve are on some type of food benefit program. They're very low-income individuals, and they have a really hard time getting food in general, and good food is not even on the radar. People do think in quantity instead of quality. You're getting canned goods that who knows where they come from, but you can get a lot of them as compared to a bag of beans. You can probably get, so it's a really big issue for the people that I work with. And, you know, there's a lot of health issues that come out of that as well. It's definitely something that is of concern for a lot of the people, my coworkers, and other people on these people's teams.
That report from our environmental reporter, Susan Benz, who stopped in at the Urban and Small Farm Conference put together over the weekend by Milwaukee-based Growing Power. Thanks, Susan.
Thank you, Annalise.